As the weather gradually gets to the point that you might think about dipping a toe in the sea again sometime soon, use the example, perhaps, of County Kerry's Nuala Moore to shame you into getting on with taking the plunge. Nuala has swum around Ireland, swum across the Bering Straits between Alaska and Siberia. But when she met Lorna Siggins, she began by telling her about how she was the first person to navigate Cape Horn on the southernmost tip of South America by swimming across the meridian from the Atlantic to the Pacific Ocean. Her book, Limitless, tells her story, and she began by showing Lorna a photo in it of her raising the RNLI flag at Cape Horn Island Lighthouse.
The photograph that we're looking at in the book is the moment that I actually climbed up onto the island of Cape Horn in Cabot de Hornes, and it's 100 nautical miles south of the most southerly tip of South America. I suppose looking here even on Barna Pier as we head west, you know, you're thousands of miles of rolling ocean. So down there it's similar. You've got the Pacific, the Atlantic and the Antarctic oceans meeting. And just south of Cape Horn, at that point of 56 degrees south, there's no land east or west as the world turns. The swim that I had chosen to do was the meeting of the oceans, where the swimmer, me, got into the water in the Pacific and crossed the meridian into the Atlantic. When you have freedom of oceans, you have rogue waves, you have shelves, you have 4 kilometres deep of water. And when I did cross the meridian, I was picked up by my boat and climbing up onto the island to leave my tricolour with the Admiral was an amazing, amazing opportunity, yeah. My father used to always say to me, you know, you were built for this. And, you know, I would think, would you stop just calling me that? But actually, when we're told that we're built for something, you draw upon who you are as a person. And I used to have this mantra that would go around in my head. And whenever things got tough and things got very difficult and I couldn't navigate through some water, I would always say, this is why you're here, whatever that means. And it wasn't to quit. You look up at Cape Horn, and the same when I swam Russia to America with the relay team. It's a privilege to be this strong. My father always would say that, you know, no storm can hit you on four sides, so keep rotating and find your calm. So in your book, you talk about community. I think when you are in swims like when we swam around Ireland in 2006, it's hard to believe it's 19 years ago, but, you know, people don't ever, I suppose, look at the team that happens behind the doors at night. When we would come in from swims, we would unload our boxes or try and wash our gear. Down the hall, you had Brendan and Derek, and they would be looking over maps, trying to figure out a way to get you there, because pilots and boats, they work all the time to try and figure out routes. A team is vital. A lot of times, and I think sometimes we forget as swimmers, that we can't see, hear or speak in a lot of environments. You can't shout, you can't scream, you can't assess a risk that can only be seen by a team.
And you take from what people said to you, like your father, like Pat Connor?
There was a beautiful quote given to me from Pat Connor Balago. It was something I think that resonates with a lot of coastal communities, and it is, Ní curann airige ahanair éine riamh, más é de céad lá é ná de mhíle lá, má thugann tú seans dí tógadh siúthú, ní le dromhain ach sinní a dhéanann sí. And it's that the sea doesn't make friends with anybody. And if you give her a chance, it doesn't matter if it's your first day or your thousandth day, she will take you. And it's not out of badness. It's just what she does. So, you know, growing up as a child, like, we were told what to look for. We were told, don't ever take your eye off it. And I always had this thing that extremes keep you honest. And in the knowledge that respect is vital in and around the sea.
So what is going through your mind?
In Cape Horn, I found it very difficult because I kept thinking, this is crazy, I have to be home for work on Monday, what if they lose me? And it was the first time that I was faced with the statement that if they lose sight of me, I won't make land. And then I felt a huge burden I had placed on my team because of the risk I was taking. And then, you know, there are certain points in your swim where if you don't stay 100%, the burden then shifts to the challenge they're facing. So I just felt the best thing I could do was sing a song. So I had to get my rhythm and my breathing. And the beautiful thing about the sea is you have to find a rhythm. And sometimes it's a slow waltz, and sometimes it's a tango, and sometimes it's a rap. You know, it depends on which way the waves are coming. Cape Horn was chaos. It was like a rave. And I just couldn't find a rhythm, but I thought Christy Moore would bring me back, you know. And it was around by Terra del Fuego and up the Warm Gulf Stream and into Dingle for the night. So, you know, a boat sailed out of Brandon, started. But I remember looking up at Cape Horn, and 4 albatross came above my head. And I just thought, the size of them. And it reminded me of the gannets coming down and swooping. And I thought, what if they work together? what if four of them decide, here comes lunch, and I am suddenly last seen being carried over Cape Horn? The things that go through your head, you know, I looked up at Cape Horn and I thought that 2 days previous, the Volvo Ocean Race passed south, and I thought how privileged I am. Like, who gets these moments? Who has these moments that you were strong enough to be who you want to be?
And in your book, which you dedicate to your sister, Mary, you write about having been in the Coast Guard. You write about having been rescued yourself. So you are very aware all the time of safety and having a plan.
And I think so. Plan your swim, swim your plan. And a lot of people were saying, you know, oh gosh, it, you know, you were rescued. Being rescued was, that was the last part of the plan. So you bring a safety plan to its end, and the end is that you have to call for help. You know, when I look at 6 and 5 and 4 people and they say we swim in a group, I think it's really important that the group know what a rescue looks like. And I'm always saying that to people, it's a great team building exercise if you try and get each other to shore. It's a very good manhandling exercise of laughter. So interestingly enough, I would say to people, if you've got 2 and 3 people together or 4 people, that you simulate somebody getting into difficulty some morning. Instead of just swimming point A to point B, say, okay, today you're going to be a casualty. So what are we going to do about it? And what does that look like in the group? And I think that's a great team building exercise, because you'll see how difficult it is, because preparation is key. And it may mean that somebody takes it upon themselves in their car to have a little blanket some morning, that somebody has a little grab bag, that everybody knows everybody's phone numbers, that you pack your bag reverse. The other one that I would often talk about is that when you get dressed after coming out of cold water, your inner layer poultices out the cold. So, you know, within about an hour or so, I would always change my inner layers. It takes about an hour to move your body up a degree. So obviously it takes about 3 to 4 hours for the body to recover. Understanding your swim, understanding the challenge, knowing who you are as a swimmer, you know. So I think it's about boxing clever.
Particularly at this time of year. It's the coldest time of year.
Yeah, sure. Well, I just think, you know, we're not designed to be in cold water. Our bodies are not designed to be in there. And it's not if the cold will impact you, it's when.
Christy Moore, not just useful for getting you home on a long, lonely road late at night, but also getting you around Cape Horn. Nuala's book is published by Gill Books. It's called Limitless. She was obviously talking to our Lorna Siggins.